Today's debates on labor issues like the minimum wage, equal pay, and trade agreements are not new. Did you know that Baltimore hosted the first national strike in U.S. history? Here to tell us more about the B&O Railroad strike of 1877 is Bill Berry, labor historian, author, and former director of the Labor Studies Department at CCBC.
When you walk into Camden Yards for an Oriole game, you're surrounded by history. Statues of Earl, Jim, Brooks, and Frank, and yes, even Babe Ruth. If you walk west behind the main building, however, you see history of a very different sort. A Maryland State historical marker to commemorate and celebrate the B&O Railroad strikers of 1877. Lost in the history of Baltimore is this brave group of men who announced on the morning of July 16, 1877, that they would not cheerfully concur, as B&O President John W. Garrett had predicted, to a second 10% wage cut, and then began the first national strike in U.S. history. The strike spread immediately from Baltimore to Howard County when railroad workers abandoned a train in the town of Relay, and then spread west along the B&O line from West Virginia to St. Louis and to the West Coast, involving more than 100,000 workers on dozens of different railroads. Their families, their community supporters, and thousands of unemployed workers vilified as tramps by the newspapers of the time. The strike was the first against a major industrial corporation and reflected the new class structure of the Gilded Age. As a contrast, two other strikes started in Baltimore at the same time when box makers and can makers struck against many small workshops. The response by the B&O management was swift and violent. By the end of the first day, the governor of West Virginia had called out the militia, and by the third day, John Garrett had requested federal troops from President Rutherford B. Hayes, who had been elected, ironically, on his pledge to withdraw federal troops from all states. One of the most tragic events of the strike was the murder of 10 innocent spectators by a regiment of the Maryland militia on Friday, July 20th. Ordered by Governor John Lee Carroll to board a train to Cumberland, the militia began a march from its headquarters in East Baltimore toward Camden Station. Encountering crowds of protesters near Baltimore City Hall, the militia began firing and killed 10 bystanders, including a 14-year-old newsboy who was working to support his widowed mother. By the next day, the city of Baltimore was under lockdown by federal troops from Fort McHenry, and the strike was effectively broken. Anyone in Baltimore in late April knows what a city under lockdown looks like. History did repeat itself. The events of this strike in Baltimore have been a hidden history. While the enormous mansion of John Garrett on North Charles Street, with 48 rooms, a 23-carat gold-plated bathroom, a 30,000-book library, is maintained as Evergreen House by Johns Hopkins University, and while Judge Thomas Ward opened two row houses as the Irish Railroad Workers' Shrine to provide historical recognition for the immigrants who made John Garrett such a wealthy man, there was no memorial for the strike. The historical marker Camden Yards, erected in March 2013, celebrates the organizations of these B&O workers, their union, and their sense of struggle. It hopefully provides a visible inspiration, seen literally by millions of people every year as they walk into the baseball park, for workers today who face similar conditions.
The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.